This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time, and the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Call-in line is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. We'll be opening up those lines for you. A lot of things going on, naturally. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to forget also, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, the newest state in the union. And you're going to find out why. Anyway, is Mueller cornered? You know, we really did a lot of talking about the Mueller situation. And let's see what I got here. The Mueller situation yesterday. And now we're into the Mueller corner today. The big headline, and I'm going a little bit rogue today because as I sat down to do the show, I've got a script here. I try and stay with the script a little bit. Anyway, there was another talk. The first thing I was going to be talking about, of course, is the Hyde Smith victory in Mississippi, giving us 53 senators at this point in time, which is really, really wonderful. Not too good for the Democrats, by the way. So anyway, but in this whole story, the breakout, the nooses hanging around, that sort of thing. But then all of a sudden, just as the music was rolling up, it says, "Is Mueller cornered?" Is Mueller cornered? See, this is something, and you've heard me say this. Donald Trump is the greatest rope salesman in the world. And, you know, some of his good friends can be, too. And I'm just wondering, I think we're all kind of wondering what is going on with the Mueller thing. Because Mueller, you know, quite frankly, if Mueller really had anything on Donald Trump, he would have pulled it out before the election. He would have. He would have pulled it out. You know that. Of course he would have. He's a total deep. He's a major league deep state operator, and it was totally to his advantage to pull it out. Yeah, here it is. He's got nothing. He's got no game. So it begs the question: is Mueller cornered? And that's exactly what they have with the title here for Drudge. So that's why, you know, sort of the expose yesterday was we were talking about Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone. We didn't mention too much about Roger Stone. I talked a lot about Jerome Corsi because I've, you know, Roger Stone's been on the show about four or five times, I think. And Jerome Corsi, you know, if you remember back in the day when we first started Agenda 21 Radio, he pretty much appeared on this show weekly. You know, that was back in the day. And, you know, drifted away. But he's also the guy who's pulled out the whole thing about Obama and the birth certificate issue, which, of course, obviously, that was one of the big things that foisted Donald Trump onto the international stage is when he demanded to see Obama's birth certificate, right? The long form, which we'd never seen the original. And then we find out we get the long form that was posted up on the White House at the time. they forgot to take it. It's an Adobe thing, you know, and they forgot to take the template off, and you could easily see where they had manipulated and forged the document. Somebody forged it, and we offered the explanation as to why all that happened. We from our sources were talking about what happened, and then there's the Loretta Fuddy thing. I mean, then you get into the Subuds, and all of a sudden it becomes a whole strain of information that comes just bubbling up about the whole Obama organization, not just the birth certificate, but we found it was a very, very deep thing going on there. So I know Jerome Corsi's the so-called conspiracy theorist, but remember, you're a conspiracy theorist too. You're listening to this radio show. We fashion ourselves with the tinfoil hats on, right? And proud to wear them. Without conspiracy theorists, there would be no news, actually, if you think about it. And certainly with no credible news right now going on. So anyway, is Mueller cornered? Because, you know, Corsi is probably a little bit more smarter. Is that right? Is a little smarter. A little bit more smart. I'm going to say more smarter. Because I can. It's radio. He's a little bit more smarter than your average Joe. And Mueller, I think he's got a PhD from Harvard or something like that. Corsi. So why would he write these books, right? Some about Social Security numbers that don't match with Obama, you know, and that sort of thing. So this is where we're at with Mueller. This is what we're saying here. Maybe I'll catch you up because it's kind of like a continuing drama with me. So I've kind of left yesterday. We blended in today. I'll catch you guys up. That's you. Yeah, well, we always need to do that. It's a new day, right? So good morning, by the way. So anyway, Jerome Corsi is not playing games with Mueller. Mueller wants Corsi to sign a plea deal, and he goes, for what? He says, I didn't lie. I'm not signing a plea deal. Oops. Mueller's like, oops. What do you do with that? He's not rolling over, in other words. Come and get me, or I'm coming and getting you. And that's really the question right now. And that's why the question here is Mueller cornered? Considering his circumstances. Now, there's a whole bunch of other things. Manafort wakes up. Here's Manafort. And Manafort's got his whole thing going on with the lawyers. Oh, no. And his whole thing, it says, Manafort lawyer is said to have briefed Trump attorneys. Uh-oh. Like this, I don't think this is news, actually. Where is this from? Oh, the Boston Globe. It says, a lawyer for Paul Manafort, the president's one-time campaign chairman, repeatedly briefed President Trump's lawyers on his client's discussions with federal investigators after Manafort agreed to cooperate with the special counsel, and according to one of Trump's lawyers and two other people familiar with the conversations. See, I told you this was going on. Now, not at this level, like with the attorneys, but what I told you was this, that Manafort and Michael Flynn are just, they're basically playing these people. Now, Corsi. And, of course, even Michael Cohen. See, they're playing Mueller. And Mueller doesn't get it. At least, in other words, I was saying that Paul Manafort is getting information to the Trump people on Mueller and his operation. I've always said that. I've always said that about all of them, even Michael Flynn. We know that. We know Michael Flynn does not have anything to worry about. We know he's totally innocent of everything. And these other guys are too. And of course, what are they doing? They've turned everything over to Trump's people. They can do that, by the way. And guess what? They know Mueller's operation. They know his designs. Not a good thing for Mueller. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, A21R and NewCaliforniaState.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember that website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on. Going to be delivering a couple of speeches here tomorrow night in the Bay Area, and then up at Butte County on Saturday night. Saturday afternoon, actually, starting at 4 p.m. 4 a.m., there you go. 4 p.m. at the Veterans Center in Gridley, California. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a heck of a lot of fun. Anyway, majority rules. Hyde Smith's Mississippi win in final midterm Senate election gives GOP 53-47 advantage. Advantage us. The good guys are winning on that one. So, I mean, if anybody wants to say, oh, Donald Trump lost that his House and stuff, I'm not too worried about that, quite frankly, and neither should you be. If we had lost the Senate, now that would have been a bad thing. And that's what happened in the 2010 election. That's a throwback, of course. 2010 election, the people realized there was a big mistake made. And the big mistake was giving three houses to Obama. I mean, all three, you know, parts of government. And so we came back with the Tea Parties. And the Tea Parties were ultimately destroyed by George Soros and his little underlings out there. Anyway, so now 53-47. So now we've got the presidency and we've got the Senate and don't have the House, but we're going to get that back. That's going to probably happen. It's going to definitely happen in the next go around. That's just the way it's going to be. Let's see. Hyde's. Okay, let's get into this. This is a big, big deal. Trump actually went there, what, how many times? Twice in one day. Twice in one day to make sure that he got Mississippi. That's just the way it was. He had to get Mississippi. He knew he did. And I'm not too sure we're going to find out what the finale was. Last time I heard, she was up by a pretty good number, about 7, 8% or something like that. So this may have changed. I don't know. It's all irrelevant right now because the opponent did actually concede. And the opponent kind of is Mike Espy.
Mississippi tonight, as a candidate who fully embraced the president, got plenty of on-the-ground support from the commander-in-chief in return, scores a big win tonight. Correspondent Peter Ducey is there live in Jackson. Hi, Peter.
And Shannon, Democrats here thought that they had a lot of momentum. Even when some early returns were coming in, there were encouraging messages coming from the Espy campaign, but it did not work out their way. He wound up conceding to Cindy Hyde Smith earlier than they had scheduled for the call, and then he went and told his supporters about it like this.
A minute ago, I did call Senator Cindy Hyde Smith. And And I congratulated her on her victory tonight. And she has my prayers as she goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Because of that call, Cindy Hyde Smith was able to take the stage sooner than she had been planning. She just walked off. And normally a speech like that, you're saying thanks to the supporters in the hotel ballroom that are listening to you. But her speech had some of that. It was mostly, though, saying thanks to President Trump for all of the support, for the two rallies that he did yesterday, and for the ride on Air Force One. She said that she's already going back to Washington at 4:30 in the morning tomorrow to get back to work. She, of course, was appointed by Governor Phil Bryant to once Senator Thad Cochran left the seat for health reasons. Now she will be able to fill out the rest of his term until 2020. She just told a group of reporters that all the controversy and the chaos surrounding her campaign did not make her any less likely to want to run in 2020. She said that Mississippi voters know her, and that's why they voted for her. And something really interesting that Governor Bryant said while he was introducing her, he said he thinks that all of the stories, all of the bad press, all of these unearthed hot mic moments that were coming out where she was making jokes about public hanging or jokes about disenfranchising college voters. He said that all of that motivated Republicans to go out and vote, that they did not want the national press to tell them how they were supposed to vote, how they were supposed to live. And, of course, the result tonight tracked almost exactly with what the Hyde-Smith campaign had been telling me all night they thought it was going to be. Shannon?
All right, Peter, do you see live?
Yeah, so Hyde-Smith wins, which I think is a pretty good deal. It's obviously a very good deal for us, the good guys. The good guys. Because, you know, the other side is the bad guys. Talk about divided, right? Or divisiveness. Boy, I'm just preaching it right here now. It seems to be the mantra of the other side. It's kind of interesting. The Dems have, I'm doing this on gut. I don't have any storyline here. But I'm doing this because, you know, actually when I'm not on the air with you, I'm actually listening to a lot of radio and TV at the same time. Because you understand the blast center I got going on. And also people calling, talking, you know, communicating. I still communicate even after the radio show. I'm just getting the sense that there's going to be some cooperation on the House side. Now, I say that because, you know, and I really believe that there's the so-called, the Adam Schiff, you know, Mr. Schiffless, we call him. You know, it's kind of interesting. The president calls him Adam something else. He did that in a tweet. Now, I'm not going to do that because, you know, we have airtime to protect here. Anyway, so I think that there is going to be some say hallelujah, brother, moments for the Democrats. And I think we're going to see a lot more cooperation. And probably it's going to come from people from strange places in the Democratic Party. That's what I believe. I think some of those Democrats think they can actually work with Trump. And what the reason why I say that is because I think they've seen their own constituents work with Trump by voting for Trump. And that's my point. The constituents that put them in there like Trump. So it's kind of like, oh, does that make sense? I don't have to check for your understanding. I know it makes a lot of sense. But it should make a lot of sense to you. That's why I say when the ball gets rolling, don't be surprised. Go, oh, wow, there's a Democrat out there. And we might see some of the old types of Democrats that we all know. Maybe, I don't know, everybody's so left. You know, it's just absolutely. And, of course, we might see some more Republicans and not like the rhinos that we used to see. By the way, didn't he just get rid of a lot of rhino Republicans and people who did not like him? Really? I mean, it's becoming more obvious that that's exactly what the president did. He got rid of those who did not like him, which I think is a wonderful thing. Because he's gearing up for 2020, of course. And what he's doing, if he is going to be purging. In the next 2 years, you're going to start to see a lot of people in a lot of these bureaucracies. Hello, climate change report. Those people that are still the Obama holdovers, we're going to see a huge transition. I think in years three and four, and five and six of the Trump administration, we're going to see a purging of the bureaucracies like we've never seen before. And all these holdovers, all those deep staters that are causing all this ruckus, some way or another, they're going to be unemployed, at least not in the federal ranks. Then you're going to see some major things happen in New California.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, all New California all the time. You know, we're talking about, we're going to be talking about right now, is more of the Jerome Corsi business and his problems, or actually Mueller's problems now, because Jerome Corsi's not playing a game. Here we go.
Would it be its opposite? Jerome Corsi would know firsthand, and he joins us tonight. Mr. Corsi, thank you very much.
I saw this interview last night, so here we go.
Thank you. So before, and you're not under oath, and so our viewers will have to assess the accuracy of what you say. But before we get to your interaction with the Mueller investigation, just the basics. Have you ever had contact with Julian Assange?
No, I've never met Julian Assange. I've never spoken with him. I've never emailed him. I've had no contact with Julian Assange whatsoever.
Have you ever had contact with Russian intelligence or knowingly subverted the interests of your own country?
Absolutely not. I've been a loyal American. I have no contacts with Russian intelligence. I have no business interests in Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. I've never been to Russia.
So tell me if I summarized what happened to you accurately. The special counsel's office gets a hold of your personal computer and your phone. They've got all the records, all the data, and they start asking you about things they already know. And they ask you, have you ever tried to broker a meeting with Assange? You don't remember forwarding this email. They come back and say, bingo, you just committed a felony. Is that what happened?
It's even worse. First of all, I gave my computers to special counsel. I gave them my cell phone. I gave them all my email accounts. I gave them everything they wanted, my Twitter accounts. I signed permission and handed all this over. Now, the first day when I was interviewed, I didn't remember that email. Now, the special counsel came in and blew up, and they actually sent me home and gave me an opportunity to review the emails. When I came back, I amended the testimony to say that I now remember the email. And the special counsel was happy with that until I couldn't give them what they wanted, which was a connection that I had with Assange that they assumed I had, which I didn't have. Now, suddenly, they forgot they allowed me to amend my testimony, and they're going back to the mistake I made day one when I forgot the email. So it's really, I think, completely fraudulent, the charge that they were trying to get me to plead to, and I refused to plead to a lie.
Well, but I'm a little confused here. So they have, is there anything that you withheld from them? You say
Nothing.
You gave them access to
Everything.
All of your communications. So if you'd had direct contact with Julian Assange or with someone else who had had contact with Assange, they would already know that, wouldn't they?
I would think so. I mean, I gave them everything voluntarily. I had a time machine on that computer, which recorded everything precisely and kept it in the time machine back through 2015. The computer broke in 2018, but I gave them, I kept it. I voluntarily gave them the 17-inch Apple laptop and the time machine. I gave them my cell phone. I signed over permission for all of my emails, gave them the usernames and passwords. I allowed them to see my Twitter. I even helped Quantico download my Twitter and my Google accounts. I signed over Verizon accounts. Everything they wanted, I had nothing to hide. I gave them to them immediately. And for having forgotten on day one, because I hadn't reviewed the emails, this particular email about Ted Malik, I'm now being charged with willfully and knowingly giving false information, which is nonsense. I never willingly and falsely gave false information. I intended always to tell the truth. My memory was not perfect.
Right. So, and let me just say that if you deleted emails, presumably the special counsel would have the ability to retrieve those emails. So they would know, I think, what your communications were. I've read accounts in the press. I read one in the Washington Monthly, a liberal magazine, saying that you deserve to go to prison because you've expressed views that they don't like. Do you think that your political views are playing a role in the decision of the special counsel to charge you with a felony?
Yes, I think. And also, by the way, they accused me of deleting emails, and I told them to restore. They restored the emails that I supposedly deleted through the time machine. This is a political witch hunt. Because I did not have a contact with Assange, but yet had figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails, and I figured it out and told Roger Stone and told many people in August.
By the way, I figured that out. Agenda 21 Radio, we figured that out a long time when this was all going on. When Podesta, all of a sudden, remember the password was his password? That whole scandal, Guccifer, that whole thing, people were trying to market. There are people that are out there said, hey, we'll sell you these emails. They had them. And I said, no. I said, absolutely not. So, you know... This is what a lot of people might not remember all this era, but 2013, 2015 era, when Podesta all of a sudden had his emails hacked. And we knew exactly what was going on inside Hillary Clinton's email server issue. And this was part of the, as I recall, and I don't have to go back and look at our own notes, when we were looking into the Lois Lerner situation, we started to realize that, gee whiz, there looks like an espionage. In fact, it was confirmation for the espionage ring that we had suspected, which we now know to be true, back in 2013. it was all part and parcel to that. This was well known amongst everybody in the media about these emails. It was very well known. And they were shopping around to alternative media, people like myself, these emails. And I said, no. I said, I'm not going to put those on. See, that's why I didn't put them on my hard drive. I said, I'm not going to risk it. We're not going to do that. And now here they've got Corsi in this situation, which Jerome's an honest guy. And, of course, maybe that might lend credence to his conspiracies now, huh?
And it just happened that I was right. Well, the prosecutor said, Dr. Corsi, we're not going to believe that on your 25th wedding anniversary to Italy with your wife and family, you had divine inspiration and God told you Podesta had Assange's emails. Well, I said, I don't know if you want to put it that crassly, but I did figure it out and I connect the dots. And this time I happen to be right. You just won't believe that I figured it out.
Corsi wasn't the only one figuring it out. Remember, we always talk about connect the dots, you conspiracy. See, this is what happens to us. Is we figure it out. That's why I say, keep thinking. Get that conspiracy theory thing going on. Put on those tinfoil hats. Jerome Corsi figured it out, and these guys are shocked. I'm shocked that you could. Come on. Everybody knew it. This is actually an attack on conspiracy theorists and the alternative media because they want to take everybody out and besmirch everybody who has any kind of contact with this kind of, well, you know, media.
So quickly, because I can't resist asking, because I think the human cost is worth knowing about, what does this cost you?
Oh, it's going to be, just to get started, $200,000. I mean, it bankrupts you very quickly. And the special prosecutors blow you up. They do this, what I call perjury trap. It's really, you know, they ask you a question. They have material they won't show you. You've forgotten about it. They say, you just lied because this email you forgot about in 2016 proves your current memory is wrong. I mean, it's a memory test.
It's disgusting.
And then they accuse you of lying. It's completely rigged and it's politically driven by Clinton operatives who have an agenda, and if you can't give them, Roger's right, if you can't give them what they're looking for to fill their narrative, they blow you up and charge you with a crime.
I think the public should see what's happening. So I'm grateful that you came on to explain it. Thank you. Jerome Corsi.
Thank you.
Well, that's Jerome Corsi. Now, let's switch gears and let's pull up the landing gear here and kind of zoom over now to another part of the country. I think it's Florida. Roger Stone. And what he said last night, and I believe he said it on, I don't know where he said it, but he said it last night. DeNoz and Roger Stone joined, the Laura Ingraham show. And he's going to say basically the same. Let's see what he says. I'm pretty sure he's going to say the same. I did not get this clip. I haven't heard this one. So, you know, if he's got profanities, no, he won't have profanities. Here we go.
Who reported targets of the Mueller probe? Earlier today, the Daily Caller reported of an early copy of a book written by author Jerome Corsi. Now, in this book, Corsi claims that he testified to Mueller's grand jury that just 1 month before the 2016 election, Trump confidant Roger Stone asked him to contact Julian Assange about releasing John Podesta's emails. Now, Corsi claims this was because Stone had advanced knowledge of the release of those infamous Access Hollywood tape, that knowledge that he knew about that, and advanced knowledge of the emails themselves. Corsi was asked about this earlier tonight on our own Tucker Carlson.
This is a political witch hunt. Because I did not have a contact with Assange, but yet had figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails, and I figured it out and told Roger Stone and told many people in August, and it just happened that I was right. I did figure it out, and I connect the dots. And this time I happen to be right. You just won't believe that I figured it out.
Roger Stone is disputing some of Corsi's other claims, and he has a lot to say. He joins us now in an exclusive interview to tell us what is going on here. Roger, it's good to see you tonight. I know you watched what Mr. Corsi said on Tucker Carlson's show. A lot of folks watching, you know, they think of the Mueller probe and like nefarious Russian plots And they hear, you know, Assange's name and the Ecuadorian embassy. They don't know who Jerome Corsi is, and they kind of know who you are. But simplify this for us so our listeners know what they need to know to understand the current state of affairs in this investigation as it pertains to you.
Well, first of all, Laura, thank you for having me, because my own show at InfoWars is so heavily censored to deny me a forum to have a chance to defend myself. I'm very grateful for the chance to be here. This is really simple. It shows what happens when you hotbox a 72-year-old man for 40 hours, as the Mueller interrogators did. Quite clearly, I made it very clear that on August 21st, I posted a tweet that said, "The Podesta's time in the barrel will come." I meant that public scrutiny of the Podesta's Russian business interests, as I had been briefed about by Jerry Corsi, would be in the media. Now Jerry Corsi has been browbeat into claiming that that was some kind of a cover story, and because I was taking heat for that tweet. But that's not even logical, Laura, because my tweet wasn't controversial until 6 weeks later, when Julian Assange published John Podesta's email. So I had no advance notice that his emails would be stolen or that they would be published. And then the secondary claim that I knew about the Billy Bush NBC tape in advance, and that I asked Jerry Corsi to contact Julian Assange to ask Assange to move up or move back his data dump to distract attention from that, that's a fairy tale. That's just whole cloth. I learned about it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like every other American. I was actually on the street in Manhattan.
And so, Roger,
look,
there
just
was no.
I think it's sad that he's been pressured this way,
Roger,
to bear false witness against him.
There's
me.
No text evidence or email evidence regarding the Billy Bush claim, and nothing definitive about the other claim about advanced knowledge. There's just one. Email from you to Corsi from July 25th of 2016. We'll just put it up on the screen. Then this is from the draft court papers. Get to, I guess, Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London and get the pending WikiLeaks emails. That's what you've referenced several times. And just once again, why doesn't that look bad?
Well, there's an important backstory, because hours before that, I was forwarded an email by James Rosen of Fox that had been sent to me by Charles Ortel, one of the very best researchers and investigators in the country. And Rosen had gotten a tip that the disclosures were going to be about the Clinton Foundation. Like every political reporter in America, I was curious about what Assange had. The bottom line of this, Laura, is very clear. Nothing we've learned in the last 72 hours shows that there was any collusion between the Russian state and Donald Trump's campaign. $20 million and 2 years in, there's still no evidence of any such Russian collusion.
Well, not
this
according
is
to
indeed yeah, a witch hunt.
Roger, not according to David Cicilline, who, and this is from today on CNN, who made a contrary claim. Let's watch.
Well, I think, again, this is more evidence of an ongoing conspiracy or collusion between high-ranking Trump campaign officials and WikiLeaks and Julian Assange and the stolen emails. You can see that he's not only directing Jerome Corsi to get information about or get the copies of the emails or get information about them. He reports back to Roger Stone on August 2nd.
Your response to him, some of it you've covered, but
when did political gossip become criminalized? Everybody in America wanted to know, after Assange teased these emails on CNN in June and then on Fox in August, what exactly it was that he had. But there is no flow of information. I received no emails and passed no emails on to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign. That's just a fairy tale. Let's face it, the entire Russian collusion delusion is meant to distract us from the fact that the Obama administration, the Obama NSA, the Obama FBI were using illegal, unconstitutional FISA warrants to spy on Donald Trump's campaign, and were using the FBI to infiltrate Donald Trump's campaign. That plus Uranium One, there's a great need to distract from all of those things, so we point to Donald Trump and the phony Russian collusion, which just doesn't exist.
Have you been offered a deal by the special counsel?
Most certainly not. And there's no circumstance under whatsoever that I would bear false witness against the president. I am being persecuted because I supported Donald Trump for president and because I helped defeat Hillary Clinton, and for no other reason.
Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And, you know, the other thing, too, that I don't think I made this clear enough. And I'll make it clear right now. Conspiracy theorists. And when you get on the media, they go after you. Right. That's the message that we have here coming out. You cannot be a conspiracy theorist and expect that the government of some sort, in this case, it happens to be Robert Mueller acting as the surrogate for the Clinton / Obama folks to punish those that are in the media. And they're trying to punish Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone. And by extension, send, you know, to intimidate all of us that are in the media that have been reporting all this stuff accurately, I might add. Much to the chagrin of folks like, yeah, you know, the majors like NBC, CBS, ABC, all that, all those garbage people. And that's what they are. The facts are the facts are the facts. And you could call Roger Stone crazy. He wears garish clothing. He does this. He does that. But you know what? His facts are facts are facts. He's always right. And Jerome Corsi, he's always right. Now, see, this just does nothing more than give him greater credibility when you start to look at now, guess what? The birth certificate. Did they ever stop to think about that? See, they're putting it all on the table. They've got it all out here on the table. We're going to go after these conspiracy theorists who besmirched Obama about his birth certificate and about his Social Security number. We're going to go after anybody who just challenged Hillary Clinton in the alt media, alt as they say, media. And Roger Stone was one of them. But he was asking the right questions at the right time, and he ultimately we got the answers. And they didn't like the answers because he was asking questions. We were all asking these questions. See, this was in our world of the mass media, in our mass media of the alternative mass media. How about that one? Just coined that one. This was just common fare. And now they're trying to shut them up and intimidate them. And, of course, really, Corsi's biggest crime was working with Joe Arpaio. Yeah, about the birth certificate. Because it was Joe that was the big guy behind it. The sheriff at the time said, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. This guy's a fraud. His birth certificate doesn't match. His Social Security doesn't match. We interviewed Jerome Corsi when he was in Honolulu in the Social Security Department, actually looking through files about Obama. See, we were looking for the truth, too, about the birth certificate. And, of course, I'm telling you, the birth certificate didn't come back as clean as everybody thought. And then Loretta Fuddy dies. Isn't that convenient? You know, the airplane crash in Lanai, I think it was, off the coast of Lanai? Yeah, that one, that airplane crash, that business. Anyway, we got a break. We'll be back. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And our call in number is 215-867-8255. And MyPillow. MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Agenda is the key word there. Anyway, we got just a ton of things going on, and especially, we'll be talking about a little bit later. In the third hour, it looks like, we're going to be talking about. The first hour went smoothly, by the way. I didn't deviate from the norm about what was supposed to be scripted for me. How's that? Anyway, we're going to be talking about that, I believe, in the third. Listen to me. In the third hour, we're going to be talking about Alex Jones in the second hour. Alex Jones, yeah. Wanting everybody to go crazy in California. I don't know. I'm not too sure about that. What that's all about. But we're going to be talking about that. And all the things going on there. So Alex Jones wants California to secede from the nation. Is Alex Jones a globalist? Is he Jerry Brown's friend? Jerry Brown will be in charge of that state? Nation state? I don't know. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.